Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
There's nothing like summer camp at YMCA's Camp Grandview in Millbrook. And registration for the summer is going on right now. There's so much to do. Swim, fly through the air on the blob, zip line over the lake, and even play in the mud. The campers have so much fun, and the lifeguards and counselors help make sure they're always safe. There's paddle boards, pedal boats, canoeing, oracles, and more. And that's not all. There's archery, riflery, fishing, and horseback riding. The kids play games, do arts and crafts, and just hang out together and have fun. Camp Grandview is a great place to try new things, make new friends, and have the best summer ever. The YMCA's Camp Grandview fosters curiosity and expands children's comfort zones. Camp Grandview Summer Camp builds friendships, helps children with accomplishments, and creates a sense of belonging. Registration for summer day camp at Camp Grandview is going on now. For more information, visit ymcamontgomery.org today and get ready to make this your child's best summer ever.
You might remember that we had our kitchen redone last year by Eddie Basham and his crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations. Since that time, we've had many people ask about the work they did for us. We've shown off pictures and told them about our wonderful experience with Custom Cabinet Renovations. All of the things we told you last year are still true today. We love our updated kitchen. The soft-closed doors and drawers and the pull-out shelves in the cabinets were such an upgrade. The paint on our refaced cabinets looks wonderful. I think my favorite part was the custom wine rack they added. I didn't even know that was possible. Eddie guided me through the whole process and made it easy. His crew was on time, neat, and friendly. I'm glad we got to know the folks at Custom Cabinet Renovations. Eddie and his crew did a phenomenal job for us, and they can do the same for you. Check them out on Facebook at Custom Cabinet Renovations or call them today at 523-1149. That's 523-1149 for Custom Cabinet Renovations.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
5033.
Hi, everybody. Temperatures will continue below normal for the next few days, but we will be storm-free for several days. That's good news. For tonight, a colder night. Overnight low temperature falls to about 38 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, get ready for a lot of sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 60s, which is still below normal. Then a little warmer on Monday. I think we'll be in the upper 60s. Chilly again Monday night, low 39. Tuesday's high, only 64, so some cool days and chilly nights ahead. The pollen count in the very high range again tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, once again it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, once again it's time for the weekend, the original Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to read, a man struggling to cope with a mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellon syndrome. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to the program tonight. I will be producing tonight's program. My guest in this endeavor, you could call him a co-host, a man who's been awake much longer than me, but he was jostled awake in a much wilder way than I was. But Postman, thank you for being here.
Good to be here, Terry.
It is good to be here. Postman's journey has taken him to many places, and it has enabled him to meet many knowledgeable people, people who know what's really going on but can't really talk about it publicly. But there's a lot going on with this virtual simulation we call life. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the deep end of the pool. We're going to talk about things here that most people cannot fathom, few people can accept. However, some may actually rejoice over hearing it out loud for the first time, because some people know this, but they think they're crazy or they can't talk about it. Well, now you can. Now, before we go any further, I need to read you my disclaimer. Do not believe a single word you hear. You need to learn to do your own investigating. You've got to figure all of this out for yourself. And remember something my father always said, something you have to work, sweat, toil for is always more valuable to you than something someone just gives you. And that's so, so true. You know, every night of the week, except Sunday, of course, I'm on here talking about what's going on in the world, and for the past 2 weeks, I've been talking about the depopulation agenda. But it's Saturday night that affords me the opportunity to talk about what's going on inside and outside of this world, and how it connects to all the things I routinely discuss on the other nights of the week. Well, tonight's no exception, because, folks, there is a connection. God help me for using this term, this conspiracy is one that is so complex and is so consistent and it's so dadgum complicated that there's no way that it is of man. Someone or something, or perhaps a bunch of someones, is behind it. Look at it this way. Man can hardly look a decade in advance, a year or two maybe. This plan has been in the making for thousands of years. Humans are simply not capable of continuing a generational plot of this magnitude without being led from elsewhere. So the question is, why are we being systematically exterminated? Why is this planet being terraformed? Now, I need not qualify that last statement, because all one has to do is look at the disappearing insects, the changing pH of the soil, the massive die-off of various species on this planet. What or who is behind this madness, and can it be stopped? It seems obvious to me that the powers that shouldn't be are in lockstep with this control matrix, whatever it is, and they seem content on keeping us distracted by, I don't know, AOC's latest faux pas or whatever happens to make up the latest attack on President Trump. Because you see, the media is complicit and extremely corrupt, and they're not to be trusted at all. You would be better off dumping your TV set on the curb than watching the liars on the mainstream news. And speaking of liars in mainstream news, the latest incident in New Zealand. How do we know this actually happened? You know, immediately after these purported mosque attacks, legislation's rolled out that'll ban semi-automatic firearms for the people of Oz. Wow, how effective is that? Oh, you watch, it'll pass. Even if the people push back, it won't matter. They're going to pass it because this is what this is all about. Now, folks, I'm not a big Rush Limbaugh fan, and I've told my Rush story several times about how he was a big Ross Perot fan back in the day. I was a ditto head back then. Until he was invited to the White House and spent the night in the Lincoln bedroom. Then suddenly he changed his opinion on Perot. But anyway, in this latest incident, he seems to know a lot of details that I had not heard anywhere else. So here is 6 minutes, if I can stand the arrogance of Rush Limbaugh for that long, talking about the new New Zealand shooting. Let's see if we can get this thing to work. Well, that's amazing. How come it's locked up? Here we go. All righty. Let's crank that down. Let's see what we got here.
Okay. 49 people dead, many more wounded in a terror attack in New Zealand, ostensibly by, and according to Fox News, the graphic at the bottom of the Fox News page moments ago said, a white nationalist who hates immigrants performed the dirty deed in New Zealand. Now, the terrorist had published a manifesto. And the manifesto includes the claim from the terrorist shooter that he's not a conservative, that he's not a Christian, that he identifies as an eco-fascist, and he adds that he disagrees with Trump on politics. This is an amazing list of things to put in your manifesto. It indicates an awareness of how media is going to tend to report this. And of course, media is reporting this, that it is precisely the fault of Donald Trump. We go to audio soundbite number 4, last night, CNN, tonight with Don Lemon. Trump was blamed immediately for the new New Zealand shooting. Columnist for The Intercept, which is a website, Mehdi Hasan, about the mosque shooting in New Zealand. Don Lemon said, you said before that this kind of thing is personal to you and that it speaks to the violence that it's going on in our culture.
I think to kind of talk about the story we were talking about before in terms of Trump's rhetoric as well, Western governments for far too long have turned a blind eye to domestic terrorism, to domestic far-right terrorism. We now know from the stats here in the U.S. that there are more attacks, more casualties from domestic terrorist groups, far-right groups, than there are from quote-unquote jihadist or Islamist groups. You have Muslim victims of terrorism tonight in New Zealand. I mentioned the attack in Quebec City shortly after Trump was inaugurated. Is there someone out there tonight who's going to hear Trump's rhetoric and act on it? Less than 6 months ago, we know that one of his big supporters sent pipe bombs in the mail to dozens of people who Trump had personally attacked and demonized. We know that lots of far-right attackers have claimed to be Trump supporters in recent months.
No, we don't know that. This is all made up, so we don't know this. This is their pipe dream. The idea that there is far more crazed right-wing terrorism in America than there is any other kind is nothing more than a media narrative manufactured out of whole cloth, and it's just waiting for events like this.
Okay, that's all I can stand of Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, of course, you know, we all know, if you remember looking at those pictures of those purported bombs, they weren't bombs. Whoever built them or whatever they were not bombs. They didn't know what the heck they were doing. So all that was a setup, and they're all using these little setups to play off. It's all compartmentalized, little pieces here and there, and then they'll do something and try to connect them all. That's what this was. I put a video on our official Clear in the Air Facebook page showing at least 2, maybe 3 shooters running from the shooting at the mosque. So I'm not so sure. Well, first off, I don't know that this happened. Second off, if it did happen, I'm not so sure it was one person. Well, just take a look at the video and come to your own conclusion. Looks to me like this was a setup. And it looks like it's going to work because New Zealand's going to ban handguns. They're going to ban semi-automatics. And that's their pipe dream here in America, too. That's their wet dream, is to get rid of guns here. I tell you, as soon as the guns are gone, it's over, baby. It is over. It is complete takeover time, and we are screwed. Just remember that. Okay, welcome to Clear and There. While I have an opportunity, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world every Saturday night for 3 hours. We're going to hit our first break, and we're going to get into a lot of different stuff tonight. You know, I played a video, Rob Skiba video, talking about the firmament and some other stuff. We're going to kind of get into that. I want to see what Postman has to say about that, because he has a lot more knowledge about that than I do. But we'll be back in, looks like, 3 minutes. Oh, yeah, I'm back on consistency here. Yeah, it is 3 minutes. This one I know. Be back in 3 minutes.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our
our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it. It's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
We really want this house, but we also want a new sofa, a bigger grill, and maybe a hammock in the backyard for a little well-earned R&R.
Or Operation...
We need a new house, but we don't need a down payment.
Apply now for a VA loan with Navy Federal and get the peace of mind that comes with a top VA loan lender. And fast approval, too. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Certain terms and conditions apply.
Get a floor that's 100% waterproof for life without sacrificing the style you want. The Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus Laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 designer colors, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully. And you can rest easy because it's waterproof. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
Welcome back to the program. Before I forget, well, I already thanked Mr. Peters. There was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, yeah. Check out the picture of a bug that I put on our official Clear and Clear Facebook page. This picture was taken back in 2015. I shot it, I think, with my Fuji. I was down at the country, and this really strange-looking fly landed. And I got some really good close-ups. Look at what's on that thing. It's creepy. Creepy. All right. Folks, let me tell you something. The world has been taken over by projecting pseudo-human Luciferian psychopaths that lack empathy and sympathy, and they want the vast majority of us dead. That's where the evidence leads me. They also want to change this planet or terraform this planet. Evidently, whoever they're getting this planet ready for, they like it hot, they like it moist, and they have a diet totally different than us because it may be us. We may be part of their diet. I don't know. That's a postman question. Postman, are we part of the diet of whatever's coming?
Well, I've been told, and I've read, you know, throughout in some of the research that I've done,
right,
is that the beings that first inhabited this planet,
mm-hmm,
they were reptoid.
Okay.
They came from
Now, this is pre-Adamic, right?
Right. This is way pre-Adamic. Okay. Gotcha. You're talking over a million years ago. I mean, during the first incest from human life on Earth after it was recreated for the second time.
Wow.
Now, they actually found the planet. You know, because they're actually. You know what? It sounds kind of funny when I say this, but it's the truth. they're marauding space vampires is what they are. They're looking for species weaker than they are, or they can be an equal in strength and power. But the thing is, when they come, they come in hordes.
So there is evil marauding around the
universe.
Right,
there is evil marauding.
So it's like pirates instead of on the Caribbean. It's pirates out in the celestial,
right,
space. Okay.
And they're massive creatures, and the reptilian genome, it didn't originate here on Earth. These are different species than from the reptilian that was put here on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the reptiles that I hear are related to them, and some of them are the experiments of these beings.
Jesus,
these are beings that are they're humanoid, but I mean, how simple can I say it? They look like dragons, you know.
That's probably where the whole dragon thing came from. Then, I guess.
Because of where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
They're from a constellation called Draco, and it's shaped like a dragon. It's one of the largest constellations that's in the Northern Hemisphere.
Okay.
And it's not real easy to miss because it's so large. And their parent world, which is the largest star in that system, it hosts several planets, and all of those planets are infested by humanoid Dracos, by humanoid dragon like creatures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. Hmm. Okay. I don't know what to say about that. That's wild. Who's pulling the strings behind the people that are in charge of this planet? Who's behind this? Who are we terraforming this? Who are they terraforming this planet for? Do you know? Is this who we Christians would call Satan and his horde?
In this system, I'm talking about the solar system, SOL.
Mm-hmm.
The sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Milky Way.
Yeah.
Milky Way.
Well, actually, the system that's on the it's on the Orion Spur.
Okay.
The part of the galaxy where we are.
Yeah, I don't know my constellations. I'm sorry.
Well,
I should.
If you
I just don't.
Picture the Orion constellation.
I don't know what it looks like.
It's.
I'm sorry. I don't, man. It's okay though.
If you ever seen how the three pyramids in Egypt are all aligned.
Yes.
Those are the three belt stars.
Okay.
Amenhotep, Enlil, and Mentaka. Those are the three belt stars.
Okay.
And they'd reference that on a whole bunch of movies.
I'll bet.
They always talk about Orion's belt.
Yes, I remember that from Men in Black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and said that the key to the galaxy is in Orion's belt.
Yes.
And to tell you the truth, some parts of a real, real big chunk of that, the first chunk of the section of Earth's history is in Orion's belt. Did come from Orion's belt. It's crazy, but it's true.
Okay.
It did.
I don't know.
And for me to go into it and explain it, it'll take the whole program.
It's okay.
But there were, you know, it's funny you ask me this question because I was researching this an hour and a half ago.
I know. There's a weird synchronicity that's leading this program. There always has been since day one, since you came in.
An hour and a half ago, I was looking at this. I was looking at the...
We haven't talked before this program.
No, we hadn't. I was looking at the incursion of species in this system because Earth had been taken off quarantine because of because it was being remade.
Yeah, because it got refurbished.
It got refurbished.
That's right.
I mean, nobody wants to be on anyway when it's in the void phase like it is.
No kidding.
But somebody had to cause some chaos in heaven.
Yeah.
And got thrown down here.
There you go.
Yeah. And then and this was the place he was thrown because he was from this system anyway. His progenitors were from this system. And so when Earth was when Tiamat was destroyed,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, half of it was destroyed. And it was brought in a third position. A lot of those the refugees that were from Vulcan or Meldek mm-hmm. or Rahab, they saw the catastrophe coming. And the thing was, they left and went to Saturn's moon, which is Titan,
which is artificial,
right? And they left and went to Mars. What's so particular about the race that went to Mars? That's the race that is the root for the 13 families of the Illuminati.
Get out of here!
No kidding.
Are we talking Nephilim here?
Yes. Okay. Some of the ones that are that they dug out of the ice in Antarctica.
They're in stasis there. Okay.
Well, actually, they were dead. They were inside the ice.
Ooh.
Yeah, been there for more than 10,000 years.
Okay.
It's just something about ice. I mean, that kind of ice.
I wonder what that is. Wonder what the deal is.
That freshwater ice will preserve it, make them look alive, but they're not. But soon if you take them out of the ice, they'll start to deteriorate fast.
I bet.
Yeah. And some of these creatures are, I mean, their arms and legs are elongated because you can tell they were in their original Martian form because Earth hadn't actually, they hadn't bred it yet here on Earth. Profusely, so their size hadn't been changed.
Okay.
Because if you stay here long enough on Earth, Earth will nominalize your size. That's just the way it is.
Because of gravity and everything else.
Right, because of the gravity,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And it will actually nurture a certain being when it come here, but some beings that actually immigrate to Earth, the Earth will reject them. Will totally reject them. I mean, even the plants will reject them. The animals will reject them. The bacteria, it'll do the same thing. Earth has its natural defenses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the Earth is a living.
Right. It's a living creature.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. What do you know about the tall whites? Because I just found a whole section on. Charles Hall, we know him from the Brentwater UFO case, and he talks about having been around the tall whites, and he said they hate the grays. They're enemies of the grays. He said they are very truthful, and he says very religious. I hate that term, religious. But are the tall whites, are they angelic? What are they? Do you know?
No. Some of them are Pleiadian. Some of them are.
Yeah.
And some of them are Aldebaran, or come from the parent star in Taurus, and the Eye of the Bull, which is called Aldebaran.
Man, there is so much we don't know.
These are the same beings that helped the Nazis out. And by the way, the ones from the Aldebaran star system,
mm-hmm.
those are the ones that had control of the gate. The gate in Taurus, the one that leads straight to the Sol Gate or the Sun Gate that opens June 21st every year. It opens up June 21st every year. It opens up as a square on the sun. I never knew what that square was on the sun.
I was just reading something that talked about the cube on the sun.
Right.
That's what that is.
Yeah. It's a gate. That's an opening to a gate.
I just passed that headline. That's crazy.
It opens it opens naturally every June 21st, or it can be open technology from a starship or a vessel.
Wow.
Yes.
That is incredible.
And it's the same gate that's only on the hind quarters of that bull that's in the what cave is that? Lovelock Cave in France.
Ah man,
With the bull, with the constellations, you know, painted on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
And there's a square. There's a square on that bull's left hind quarter. And that's the Taurus gate. And that gate is directly connected to our sun.
It's all right in front of us.
Yes, it is. And
plain sight.
And we're supposed to know this. They don't want us to know this. Yeah, but they know it.
Yeah, and at the end of everything, they can say, we showed it. We had it out there. That was right there. They just didn't see it. Unreal. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan. AC by LeCroyer wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylecroyer.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
License number 84417.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you had never been here, let me tell you, we're easy to get to, no matter if you're coming from Prattville, Wetumpka, Montgomery, wherever. We're easy to get to right off I-65 at the North Boulevard exit. You're almost there. When you get on North Boulevard, take that first exit. That's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right and turn right and turn right. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You find us down here. We'll cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. Got a fryer, a steamer, a grill. Cook something in the way you like it. We'll get you some grilled amberjack, snapper, grouper, mogado fried shrimp, some steamed shrimp from Argentina, those royal red shrimp. I know you're getting hungry now, so, you know, we're open Wednesday through Sunday, closed on Monday and Tuesday. We're a family restaurant, and we also bring you some fine live entertainment. And this Sunday at 5 o'clock, the Georgia Songbird, Miss E.G. Kite's going to be here. We do love E.G. She puts on a great show, beautiful songwriter, singer, and all going on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Y'all get down here soon and come hungry.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted. Local jobs that work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Temperatures will continue below normal for the next few days, but we will be storm-free for several days. That's good news. For tonight, a colder night. Overnight low temperature falls to about 38 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, get ready for a lot of sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 60s, which is still below normal. Then a little warmer on Monday. I think we'll be in the upper 60s. Chilly again Monday night, low 39. Tuesday's high, only 64. So some cool days and chilly nights ahead. The pollen count in the very high range again tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm the one with two left feet.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, I've been doing this for almost 5 years now, and every time I think I've pretty much got a hold on what's going on, I don't. This rabbit hole, it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Incredible. I just posted something on our Clear in the Air Facebook page of the mummified remains of beings with three fingers, huge heads that they got out of Peru. This is creepy. It's pretty wild. And it sure, to me, looks like what we would call a gray alien. Really does, in Peru.
Well, you know what or not, folks, disclosure is coming.
And, yeah, it's going to have to.
And who knows? It could very well be this year. Because there's so much going on behind the scenes. Not only that, that's out in the open, that's in the line mainstream media, that they can't cover up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, the stuff that you picked up on, the ships in the back of the pictures on, do you really think that's by accident?
No, it's not. It's not.
I think subconsciously we probably pick it up. So it's stored in our heads. So when they finally come out and say it, your mind's going to go, yeah, that makes sense because I saw that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the dots are going to connect.
Because when they usually show up when they're talking about something Trump's doing, or and it usually comes when they're standing outside the White House. I don't know what side of the building is on, but they usually stand in front of the oak tree again with the squirrel feeding at the base of the tree.
Yeah.
It always is. The squirrel's always there. And I guess it's feeding time every time they come to
report. It gives you that nice warm feeling inside when you're watching them lie to you.
And the reporter actually gives part of their little monologue, and then all of a sudden they'll flash a picture of Donald Trump,
of course,
at his best, and then they'll flash the picture to the when it talks about Congress. They'll flash a picture of the White House, not the White House, but the Capitol Hill building.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll, on the outside of the building, and then they'll go to the inside, and then inside one of the windows, I don't know what wing is on, that mm-hmm. camera is usually sitting in the window, pointing up past the top of Libertas, the 19-foot statue that's mm-hmm. on top of the Capitol Dome.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there's a vessel there. Almost every single time, there's a vessel in the sky. And I've seen several different configurations.
And this is not by accident, folks.
No, it's not.
So what are they going to... What do you think they're going to use the alien thing to start their one-world government, their one-world order, or what do you think they're going to do with this?
They could very well do this, but... It'll probably be at a high cost to human life and to a high cost of their species also, because whether you know it or not, folks, these you can call them fallen ones or mm-hmm. but some of them are angelic, but some of them aren't, and you got to realize too. I mean, when these things were kicked out, they lost a lot of their power. They had to. They had to go to a system, go to a planet, or a star system and then they had to incarnate into that planet's incarnation system. Some of them came here to Earth, and others went to other places. That's when the sun's codes were of the old way, mm-hmm. but. Now the codes have been changed in the sun, and they just can't come in and do what they want to do now.
This is so deep.
It is. It's deeper. It's a lot deeper than we think.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you're saying it's deep as much as you know, then it's way too deep for me. Do you believe that Eisenhower met with ETs? That's the big story. Was in 1954. He supposedly claimed he had a dental emergency. They lost track of him for a couple of 3 days, and he went to a remote air base in New Mexico in 1954 and met with extraterrestrials.
I think that's when the original deal was made.
I do too.
The original deal was made, between between him and a couple of those extraterrestrial factions.
Yes.
And mainly the grays that they made the deal with for
yes.
technology for some abductions
yes,
of,
exactly.
of some humans. And in some respects still going on today, but it's been cracked down on, you know, because we've got an early warning system now that actually orbits Earth, and I heard the Earth Alliance has got control over most all of those all of those systems. The cabal doesn't own them anymore or have control of them.
Well, I know in 1969, NASA passed a law that said if any human being comes into contact with an extraterrestrial, it's against the law for you to quarantine them, for you to stick them back or lock them in a room or whatever. You're supposed to immediately take them to authorities. Why would they pass a law like that in 1969 if that something wasn't going on? And it's crazy.
Well, I mean, they stumble over their own feet, you know, when they're trying to lie and cover up stuff.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, because it's too many eyes and ears out there in the planet.
Yeah.
On the planet that see these things.
Yeah, it's just like Jason, the caller that's called a couple of times, says, you know, it's just so big. How can you keep it covered up? Well, the answer is you can't, which is why there's these different things in place, you know, to take care of the problems that arise when people start talking about it.
Yeah, and that's what Men in Black is about, and that's what that's what, you know, disinformation campaign is about. And I guarantee you, if a non-Earth sanctioned vessel were to come into Montgomery and land on I-85 out there, and a whole lot of people see it.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that blank slate everybody in the city of Montgomery. They'll do it on a mass scale. Anybody that's riding by, or who knows, they might do half of the southeast because people are going back and forth, you know, from
Circle from Atlanta to Jackson, right. Mississippi, and just.
But what they probably do is they probably shut the interstates down.
Oh yeah. And they would come up with something, truck transporting nuclear stuff, something, you know, they'd have an excuse.
Yeah, so they can blank slate everybody.
Yes. Well, Postman, the story I've always heard, and I need you to tell me if you think this is true or not, and I think maybe you already have, but supposedly Eisenhower met with the Greys and they offered him technology if he would allow the Greys to abduct a select number of humans. Hey, they would blank slate them. They would not hurt them, just a few. They would keep an accurate record of who they abducted. They would blank slate them before they took them back unharmed. And Eisenhower said, well, I need to think about it. And then the tall whites came and said, look, we know who you just met with. They are not who they say they are. And Eisenhower said, well, they've offered us technology. What can you offer us? And the story I heard was the big tall white looked at him and said, you can't handle what you have now.
Yeah, and to an extent, he was right. You know, in the wrong hands, the weapons that the United States had in 1953, I mean, these weapons would destroy a planet. You know, they would destroy Earth.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was. I'm trying to think of the caller's name, and I can't think of his name. He's the one that said, you know, it's like they went, the kids have found the matches. You know. Oh, and these other races were like, these primitive humans, they figured it out. Now we need to go make sure that they don't do the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why they came calling, too, was because of
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I find it very odd that, you know, within a 9-month period, we had what happened down in Roswell. We had DARPA being created. We had all the intelligence agencies created. The story that William Cooper tells is that the NSA... and all these other agencies were created specifically to deal with the alien problem. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he says.
Well, to actually deal with it or actually...
when I say deal with it, I mean every facet. To cover it up.
You're right.
To see what their intentions are. The whole nine yards.
I get you. In other words, just, you know, to be cohorts with them.
Yes.
And, you know, so they could carry out their agenda.
Facilitate it,
right.
I guess, without us knowing what they're doing, which is they have a really nasty habit of doing that.
And all at the same time, you know, they were devising a plan to actually lower the population in years to come. I mean, they were doing this 60 years out. You know, they had a set agenda. You know what I'm saying?
That's why Eisenhower did the three... oh, gosh. I've talked about it on here before, man. My critical thinking ability is leaving me quick. Alternative 3. Eisenhower had the group what do they call, something 10, I forget the group. But he challenged them to come up with three different ideas on how we could deal with losing our resources because of the overpopulation and problems that I can't imagine somebody thinking about in 1947, because there were only, 3 billion people on the planet then, maybe?
Right, and they were doing it 60 years out, Terry, and 60 years out puts it 2021, 2022.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, it does.
That's why Deagle says by 2025, America's going to have 85% less people.
Who knows what they're going to use to actually carry out the agenda?
Well, bioweapons is the best, most... I mean, I've read up on this, and they're saying plagues, diseases, H1N1 flus.
It's the nastiest, but it's the most efficient. You know, uh-huh. they can still promote their hidden hand agenda that way.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what they want to do.
For sure.
Yeah. Alternative three. Alternative one was... one of them was create an off-planet civilization, someplace, a lifeboat we could go to.
They've done that.
They've done that.
Yes.
Mars, I know.
Right. I heard it was a 250,000 people living there.
Yeah, me too. And I've heard Eisenhower's granddaughter is one of them. She talks about it.
There are several manufacturing plants that manufacture the same things, some of the same things we manufacture here on Earth. Mm-hmm. And that's where they come to all the vessels that are in the ICC or the intergalactic corporate conglomerate. They call it the international corporate conglomerate here on Earth. All it is just a cover for the intergalactic corporate conglomerate.
Of course,
and most of these are Earth based, and there's some corroboration with other beings and other star systems, where the corporation is actually hire them to actually come in to help in the manufacturing plants, the mines, just all different types of manufacturing, the same kind of stuff that's going on here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you can tell by most of the corporations that are by the logo, what to look for in their logo to tell whether they're spacefaring or not, and some of the restaurant chains. I guarantee you there's a McDonald's on Mars. I guarantee you there's a KFC on Mars. And this sounds just as crazy as anybody wanted to say on the radio. But
it's okay.
I mean, but it's truth. That moon Mars Phobos, I mean, that place is Phobos Ceres. That small planetoid, there should be a moon, a middle deck, that's in the asteroid belt. It's totally populated. It's totally populated. They have day and night on it, just like here on Earth.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a confab, and it's a manufacturing plant. They're actually mining that moon.
Wow.
Or mine a planet, if you want to call it one.
Yeah. Wow. You know, nothing surprises me anymore. We're cattle grazing in a field, you know, and the truth is a train passing by. I mean, how many cows look up and really understand what the heck just went by? Very few. We're not capable of it. I think this is so deep. We just, my God, they've kept us down for so long.
And the agenda that Eisenhower pushed forward,
mm-hmm.
I was told by the informant that I talked to about that was Navy, and he told me you was on the tail end of the beta test.
Oh, because of your blood type.
Cause of blood type and the cause of the time of the and what year it was. It was 1970, and he said you were definitely on the tail end of the beta test.
I said
what beta test? Eisenhower thing? He said yeah. He said you know about it? I said yeah I know about it. And I say again, if my mom hadn't told me what to do to get rid of him, who knows? Who knows?
I know.
Yeah.
That's scary, man.
Yeah.
Very scary. All right, let's hit this break. You're listening to Clearing the Air, and we'll be back in three.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot,
Spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we've just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. This morning, I got this notification. Nebraska Public Power District's Cooper Nuclear Power Station, electric power plant in southeast Nebraska, has declared a notification of unusual event early this morning at 5:46 because the Missouri River reached 899 feet. Now, the way this thing is set up is when it reaches that, it sets off an alarm because they're having some issues in this increase in elevation of the waters because of the snow melt, the frozen ground, and the heavy rain. Releases of water from upstream reservoirs in South Dakota. The notification was made as part of a safety and emergency preparedness plan that the station follows when flooding conditions are in effect. So the plan's procedures dictate when the Missouri River's water level reaches 42.5 feet or greater than 899 mean sea level, a notification of what they call an unusual event is declared. Now, this is part of their job to monitor the river, the water level of the river, but people are bugging out. We don't know what's going to happen. If the water keeps rising, you know, I know the guards, they're putting sandbags and stuff down there trying to protect it, but should the river's level increase to 900 feet above sea level, plant personnel will barricade internal doorways as another layer of protection for facility equipment. If it reaches 45 feet or 901.5 feet above sea level, they will take the station offline. This is not good, folks. This actually, notification of unusual event is the lowest and least serious of four different classifications that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission set up for nuclear power plants. On a scale of 1 to 4, 1's being least serious, 4 being most serious. So we're at 1 right now, so meh. Maybe nothing will happen, I hope. Here's the deal. We know that the powers that shouldn't be have control of the weather. So did they do this on purpose? Somewhere in the halls of these intelligence agencies, did somebody order a study on how much rain it would take at that location for this to happen? I would really like to know that, because we know they're imploding our country. Or is this part of it? I really would like to know.
Hmm. Or, you know, you would think if they built a nuclear power plant on a river as vast and as long as the Missouri is, mm-hmm. it mimics the Mississippi in size.
True.
And in length. But would you think
there should be every protection, every protocol for safety should have been done in that.
Right, some floodgates upstream.
Yes, yes.
Or build a coffer dam, you know, or something to divert, to reroute the water around the power plant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, that should have been the first thing they'd done. And when they figured out where they were going to put it, that should have been part of the process. Well, if we put it here, what's going to happen if we get, you know? I don't get it. It's almost like they're doing this stuff on purpose, because that, or they just got total dolts that are in charge of doing this. But I don't think they do. These people, most of them are Ivy League educated people up at the top that make these decisions. How could they be that dumb? They can't be. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, if I'm sitting here and I can surmise safety protocol,
yeah.
You know they can.
They've
actually done the math, you know, to get one of these things up and running.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure they had to use a slide rule instead of a computer, but I got to tell you, I think airplanes were safer before we had computers. You know, back then they had to over-engineer them because they didn't have a computer. They used a slide rule to figure out the loading and all that stuff. Now they use a computer that tells them, oh, instead of using this gauge, you can get away with this gauge. And we have planes crashing.
Yeah.
And let's overbuild them. I'd rather overbuild them.
And, I mean, give us some thought. Boeing was in damage control as soon as that
737.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
When that on that airliner went down, I bet within 30 minutes they were in damage control.
Yeah,
and they called an emergency meeting, and they knew exactly what it was. It was that new system they put on it. What is the MCAT system that they put on it?
Yes, it's electronic.
Right.
Whenever they would go from manual to automatic, plane would boop.
Yeah, that's down. On that's on takeoff.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I've got it, that system actually controls the takeoff speed and the ascent of the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
When the aircraft gets to a certain level, it's supposed to be switched off.
Yes.
But for some reason or another,
they don't want to be switched off.
Yeah. either that, or the or when in actual training of the pilots, and that's what I heard they were saying, that it wasn't.
They weren't prepared for what was going to happen.
Right,
they weren't
prepared for what's going to happen. Yeah.
Very well could be, Postman. It could be either one.
And the actual pilot was trying to take control of the aircraft, and the aircraft wouldn't let him.
Uh-huh. You never know. You know, those things could have been controlled remotely for all we know. Who knows? The thing is, we don't know